Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet and I'm here in the studio with Laurent Landis and the late Patty Fink and our guest today. You're here early because you brought Aaron with you. Aaron,
you know what? That's what the difference was. I was wondering why
you
were here early.
What's she doing here?
It's like, well, I knew something was different.
Right. I am Virgo. I am on time.
You know, just because we're on later in the morning doesn't mean she's going to be here on time. Even though we told Patty the show starts at 10 to 11, doesn't make a difference.
It's a surprise every Saturday. Oh, there's a show?
Right.
Stop it. Does not happen.
No, it doesn't
happen.
Of course it doesn't happen. Anybody who knows Patty and has heard that her radio name is the late Patty Fink just gets hysterical.
Yes.
Everybody gets it.
Well, send us a pledge in my memoriam.
You know, why don't we do that? Yes. It is pledge drive, and why don't we do these as a memorial to you?
Yeah, I think it would be great.
Okay.
In lieu of flowers.
In lieu of flowers, donate to KNOM. We need you to give us a call. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio that's been on the air on KNON since 1983, coming up on 30 years next summer. You can pledge online. KNON now makes it easy for you to see all of our great premiums. All of our available premiums can now be found on the KNON website. That's KNON.org. Click on Pledge Now to see all of the gifts, and you can. It's real simple. They need your name, your phone number. How much you're going to pledge, a credit card number if you're paying that way. If you're going to just send in a check, let us know just so that we can credit it to our pledge total to help Pledge Drive end faster.
And if you're doing it online, be sure in the memo line to put Saturday Talk or
Lambda Weekly.
Or LW Talk, right. Something like that.
Yeah, Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk, Saturday Morning Talk. Anyway, go online real easy or give us a call, 972-647-1893. We have lots and lots of pledge premiums, don't we, Laurent?
We do, and I love to start off with Patty's favorite.
The apron.
You know, we're coming up on Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are.
Get it just in time, and you can be the star of if you host Thanksgiving. Do you guys host Thanksgiving?
Oh, hell no.
The last time we did one at home was like, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No,
okay.
I mean, I'm not opposed to cooking. I'll cook, but I ain't cleaning for nobody. So.
Well, you can get one of those aprons in blue KNON 89.3 with the Dallas Skyline logo in front of it for only $40. Only $40, and it'll last you years. Years.
Have that memorial apron.
You know, if you barbecue. If you're just messy when you're cooking, the apron is a great, great thing to have.
One of the new pledge items is a KNON hoodie.
Sweatshirt. Love the hoodies.
Pledge. Yeah, that goes for a $50 pledge. My favorite one is the...
Umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Umbrella. And, you know, I see one on here. I'm going to have
a great umbrella.
You say that every time.
I do. Yes. But it really is. It is the first umbrella that I have ever had that wasn't broken second use.
And if you're one of these coffee drinkers who only drinks coffee in the cold winter, well, in the cold weather, well, it's going to start getting cold here, hopefully, soon. Hey, get a bag of coffee, KNON coffee. Grown where, David?
On the slopes of KNON.
Yes. You can get that for a $30 pledge.
I'm going to go harvest this afternoon.
Are you and Aaron harvesting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, okay. And one of my favorites is the black baseball cap. I love baseball caps. For $40, another $40 pledge. So, I mean, we got a lot of goodies. Give us a call.
972-647-1893. Operators are standing by, aren't they? Yes.
Yes.
Doc is shaking his head. Yes. Nodding his head. He's saying yes. Operators are standing by. 972-647-1893.
Hey, who's your guest, David?
Our guest? I introduced our guest.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I didn't introduce our guest.
No, you didn't.
So our listeners are probably going, I hear a fourth voice. Who is that?
I hear a familiar voice.
It's Aaron Moore.
Former co-host. Lambda Weekly.
And
occasional guest.
Former vice president of Stonewall Democrats of Texas.
Yes.
And now co-chair of the Leadership Council of Stonewall nationally.
Yes.
And so we brought her on to help us analyze Fox's analysis.
Of what?
Of what?
Of the election.
Yeah, we just had something big happen.
There was an election?
There was.
I had no idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you about it. The president won re-election.
Yay! And a cheer was heard throughout the land.
In the end, there was really only one state that flipped. Right?
North Carolina.
Two.
Indiana did.
Indiana and North Carolina. Yeah.
Okay, so two states flipped from the previous election. So, and really, the election came out very similarly.
Barely. North Carolina was very close. Mm-hmm. Very, very close. And actually, that's where the national convention was. So, we kind of expected to win that. I was a little disappointed we didn't, but...
And it was the only battleground state that flipped this time.
Yes. Yes, it was. And
that's what I was thinking, I guess, the only battleground state.
He won last time and didn't win this time. Mm-hmm. There were only two states. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, and there were predictions all around, and the pundits were making the rounds, and when push came to shove, it landed squarely, exactly, witchery-like, you know, chicken foot sacrifice-like to Nate Silver's prediction. I mean, you know...
And this is the second or third time he's done this.
For people who don't know who he is, he started a blog, and the New York Times picked him up because he's so accurate.
The 538 blog.
The last election, he pegged the entire electoral college. That's why it's called 538, because it's 538 electoral votes. But he pegged the entire electoral college out, fell state by state, except for one state, and he called the 35 Senate seats.
And in 2010?
In 2008. Exactly.
Yeah.
He got it exactly.
Well, he exactly predicted the electoral college this time.
I mean,
spot on.
Spot on. Not anyway. Yeah.
And who's Nate Silver?
He's a statistician.
He's a statistician. He wrote the baseball program that's like everybody's, the algorithms that figure out all of that. But he's a gay man.
He is a gay guy from New York.
He is a gay guy. He's openly gay.
So we need to try to get him on.
We do.
As a guest.
We do?
Yeah, because he's not popular right now or anything. good luck. I would love to hear him.
I wasn't expecting next week.
Yeah, okay.
But elections are over and...
And all he's doing now, have you seen the meme about Drunk Nate Silver?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Drunk Nate Silver's on the subway predicting when everybody's going to die. And all this stuff. So there's this whole meme. But anyway, yes, I mean, and you know what this really is, you know, he's got a great predictive tool and all this stuff, but what it really is a victory for mathematics, you know, and arithmetic. I mean, yeah,
it really is, because, you know, it's... I mean, I don't know what his political slant is, and it actually doesn't even matter, nor do I care.
I don't think it comes into it.
No, it doesn't.
But it just proves you can't argue with numbers. You can't argue with hardcore numbers.
Right.
And the thing is, he was right. And what was the right wing doing? They were calling a landslide for Romney. It wasn't just like Fox News. It was other people. It was Dick Morris was ridiculous.
Rasmussen
Karl
and
Rove.
Gallup. Rasmussen and Gallup polls were incredibly wrong. They were like 20th in accuracy, or even lower for Rasmussen, I think. And what that says is, one, that their predictive model is out of date. Two, that the Republicans were holding on to that as a sense of victory, that, you know, even though common sense said they were wrong, that their polling samples were wrong, that who they were calling was wrong, because they were calling people with landlines. Who owns landlines? Old white people. You know, including me. I'm an old white person. So the predictive models were extremely off, and to me, they've lost all credibility. You know, some of the other polls, the one that was most accurate was the online poll that I think, I can't remember who did it, and then Nate Silver, of course, and then they had the Clearly Politics, I can't remember that site either. Real Clear Politics, that's it. They were the second most accurate. So, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how the Republicans were holding on to the polls that were wrong.
And I guess this is something to ask him, but does he discount the polls that are very partisan?
He calls them outliers.
Yeah.
Outliers.
Yeah, he does. And then, he runs his own, you know, statistical models on polling and other data, which is why he's so accurate. It's not just polls. It's just not people saying what they're going to do. He runs... you know, other predictive models. So anyway, I mean, we can geek out about numbers all night, but essentially what it means is what Bill Clinton said at the National Convention. It's arithmetic. Mm-hmm. You know, that Obama won, Republicans were in denial about winning, they had the momentum, ha-ha, you know, people were going to turn out that hadn't turned out before wrong. They were actually down in voting numbers by a significant amount. I think it was 2 or 3 million. So it was just, I mean, it was a great night for Democrats. It was a great night for not only the president getting elected, but gaining Senate seats. Women in the Senate is another huge story. And then, of course, the
all-time high.
All-time high, 20. And New Hampshire is now
binders full of women.
Binders full of women. Binders.
No, yeah. Senate full of women. Thank you. but New Hampshire now is governed completely by women. Governor, senators, House of Representatives, all women.
So you're suggesting that all the men leave?
Sure.
Well, I think they would have a great time, you know, living in a society governed by women.
Yeah.
I think they should stay.
And then, of course, the other big winner was the LGBT community, not only because of Obama and his policies and, you know, the party platform, which I had a smallish hand in crafting about marriage equality, but openly LGBT Democrats were elected all over the country. And
there's
six, possibly seven.
In Congress.
Yes, in Congress. We're still waiting on the Kristen Sinema race.
We have our first ever elected openly gay senator.
Yeah, Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin.
And a gay guy got elected to replace her in the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our numbers are growing there. And then, of course, the big news was the marriage equality votes.
Landslide. That was a landslide.
Yeah, I mean, we got Maryland. We got Washington State. We defeated a constitutional amendment or proposition in Minnesota. And then we got Maine. Thank you.
Here's what's going on with those. In Maryland, the law goes into effect January 1st. They think the way it'll work is people can first apply for their marriage licenses on the 2nd and get married on the 4th. There's a 48-hour waiting period. Mm-hmm. What they were going to try to see is if they could push it up so that they can apply for their licenses the end of December and January 1st when it goes into effect.
Yeah.
Some people can get married. They're not sure if they'll be able to do that. In Maine, the vote has to be certified, and it will be certified anytime between, I think, December 5th and January 5th, and goes into effect as soon as it's certified. In Washington State, it gets certified on December 5th. Washington State has ballot voting only, mail-in ballot voting only.
So that's why they couldn't call it that night.
Right.
They called it yesterday. Actually.
They did call it yesterday, although it was looking.
Yeah.
We knew.
I mean, it was a little late call, actually, because we knew it was going to happen.
But that vote gets certified on December 5th, and marriage in Washington State starts on December 6th.
And why we don't all, you know, pack our U-Hauls and truck on up to Washington, besides gay marriage, they now have legalized marijuana. So, you know.
Okay, here's my question, this political pundit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It was something like 55%, and I have these off a little bit, 55% voted for marijuana,
mm-hmm.
52% voted for same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the people that are pro-pot and anti-gay people getting married? I want to know who that 3% is.
Maybe they were stoned when they were voting.
That could be it.
Well, I love John Hickenlooper, governor of Colorado, who posted on Facebook and tweeted that, you know, don't pull out the Cheetos yet, because it's still against the law federally.
Cheetos and goldfish, yeah. Colorado's in the other state that legalized marijuana, too.
Yeah, because this is the thing. One of the pundits got wrong and was corrected. This isn't just medicinal marijuana.
No.
This is marijuana.
Marijuana.
Straight up.
Marijuana.
Well,
and speaking of legalizing marijuana, it is pledge drive.
Yes. And you're listening to KNON, so...
Is that the worst segue?
I was going to say, I don't know about the segue, but... Hey.
Okay. This is our audience.
I do need people to give us a call, make a pledge to Lambda Weekly. In order to stay on the air, we need to have a number of pledges. We're hundreds of dollars short of our goal. We don't know if pledge drive is going to go through till next week. I'm not sure how far. We're about halfway to our goal right now, and I don't know how many days is off there. So we might be a day or two behind there. So we might be above halfway to our goal. But we do need to get to our goal in order to keep KNON on the air. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. Yes, it's a cumulative total for the station, but the shows that do not make their goal, we lost 9 shows already this year because they didn't make their goal. Don't let this show be the next one to go. after 29 years. We want to make it to our 30th birthday.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
we do.
Now, KNON doesn't sell its donor list to anybody. If you call us, make a pledge, you're not going on any kind of donor list. And really with KNON, it's all about being live and being local, whether it's a talk show that's local and, you know, with local guests, local personalities. I can say Aaron has a personality, right?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I have a fabulous personality, darling.
But music, it's locally produced. We don't use playlists from from out of town. Local artists like Nora Jones got her start on KNON. Erica Badu is one of them who got her start on KNON. First time she was heard on the radio. Pledge to KNON, keep all this live and local stuff on the air. There isn't another station like it anywhere in this area.
If you got $10 to that you can pledge and part with in support of KNON and in support of this show, please give us a call now, 972-647-1893. If you want to give a little more, we've got some great premiums. We've got shirts, hats, we've got umbrellas and aprons. We've got all kinds of things. You know, if for a $40 pledge on up, you can get a lot of cool stuff. 972-647-1893.
And let's talk about bank draft. KNON and a local bank, next bank. Call us now and tell us, would you like to start a bank draft? Do you do that, Patty?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. And you can do it with your checking account or your savings, and an automatic monthly draft will occur on your account. And, I mean, you can do a small amount, and over time, that builds up.
It adds up. A $10 a month draft is a $120 a year pledge. That's great. That really helps. And what helps so much about it is it's steady cash flow to the station.
Absolutely. And again, you set the amount. There's no minimum or maximum. You set the amount. So,
well, there's a minimum. I think it's a $5 minimum.
I think it's $5,
would probably be the minimum. Yeah.
Okay, so, you're right. It is a $5 minimum, but, I mean, that's really, really low. Mm-hmm.
So. Well, and KNON is, I mean, it's your buffet of radio stations. It if you wait long enough, eventually you will hear what you want to hear. You get to be the program director by calling us with your pledge and supporting this station and producing these shows. It takes money to keep us on the air. It takes money to hear live music. It takes money to hear new music. It takes money to hear about GLBT rights. So call us with your pledge. How much is that worth to you?
And we'll be back with more right after this. Phones are ringing, and thank you very much.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM, Dallas-Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
Want to hear some great Texas blues? KNON has the CD for you. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio, sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ash Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J.J. and the Detonators. We're only selling 1,000 copies, and it will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as an MP3 download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit community radio, KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us at KNON.org. Get your copy now and hear some real Texas blues. Your ears will thank you for it.
Lou Lisa's annual Thanksgiving live broadcast will be happening on Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. till noon, and you're invited. Join Lisa and special guest Reverend K.M. Williams, KNON's own Greg A. Smith and Jay Mack, and Jackie Donlow for the live broadcast and Thanksgiving breakfast from the Alligator Cafe. It's happening at the KNON Studios, located at 5353 Maple Avenue at Butler in Dallas, and seating is very limited, so get your tickets now at KNON.org. Come join Lou Lisa, Reverend K.M. Williams, Greg A. Smith, Jay Mack, and Jackie Donlow for this great Thanksgiving tradition on Thursday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. till noon for the live broadcast. This is a KNON benefit event.
And just added, Kirkland James.
J-Mac of KNON's Monday Evening Blues Show is celebrating 25 years on the air here at KNON with a big party on Sunday, November 18th at Port David's Pub. Joining J-Mac in the celebration are his great friends, the Texas Slim Trio, and Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch. There'll be a free dinner from Vito's Brisket Tacos, Rice and Beans. The doors will be at 5 p.m. for an evening of some of the best blues and brisket tacos this side of the Trinity River. It's going to be a party you don't want to miss. Who knows who may show up and sit in? Tickets available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, and Forever Young Records. That's J-Mac's 25th anniversary party with the Texas Slim Trio and Jason Elmore and Hoodoo Witch on Sunday, November 18th at Port David's Pub, located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. It makes me so bad,
cut like a knife. This is Kimberly Truex of the GLBT Wedding Expo, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And we want to thank, we got several callers during the break. We want to thank you very much. It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Thank you, Christopher, for your generous pledge.
Yeah.
We appreciate your listenership.
We do. You know, if your company gives matching gifts, it makes your donation go much farther here. So when you're calling in, and if you know that your company does make matching gifts, what you do is you go to your company's HR department, usually, and you tell them that you're making a gift to nonprofit public to a public community radio station, a nonprofit radio station, and what do they need to do? What do they need from you or from us? And let us know, and we'll get to you what you need. So make your donation to KNON go further. Lots of companies do match their employees' charitable donations. Just get the proper paperwork from your HR department. Let us know what we need to give you, and that'll double your pledge. Patty, does your company match?
I don't believe it does.
They don't? They don't. Okay. And Laurent, does your government?
No.
Does your government?
Well, he works for a government.
I do work, yeah.
Organization.
No, it's not going to happen.
Anyway, 972-647-1893 is the number to make a pledge. Operators are busy again. Good.
I have another pledge premium here that I just took half of, so somebody else needs to call and get the other half. It's to the Chinese Lantern Festival that ran during the state fair. It's right. Continuing on through January 6th.
It's actually bigger.
Yeah, they've expanded it a little bit now that the fair is not there. And for a $50 pledge, you get two tickets to it. So it's a great way to not only support KNON and Lambda Weekly, but to go to this wonderful Chinese Lantern Festival.
Parking is $15, and the festival Monday to Wednesday is like $14, but during the weekend, from Thursday to Sunday, it's $19 a ticket. This is paying for it.
Yeah. I mean, for $10 extra, you not only support Lambda Weekly and KNON, but you get to go to the festival.
Yes.
So it's a great deal. Like I said, I was selfish and just took... We have two pair of tickets to give away, and
she
didn't
take it. She bought it.
Well, no, I pledged for it. I occupied the space on this form for it. we have two pairs of tickets to give away. I just took one, so there's only one left.
One pair of tickets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you want, you and a friend, or you and your partner, or you and
somebody
random
hate,
stranger can go to the Chinese Lantern Festival for a $50
really
pledge.
Just like.
Right. Like you, David. 972-647-1893.
You know, she and I just are always on the same wavelength. speaking of people,
love ya.
Speaking of people that we just love, did you hear George P. Bush filed paperwork?
Jeb's son.
This is Jeb's son.
Yeah.
What's he doing? okay, we know W lives here. We know H.W. lives here.
Yeah, he filed paperwork to run in Texas.
What is P doing in Texas?
In Texas.
Jeb, that part of the family is supposed to be Florida.
Right. Well,
where,
and
what did he file?
In Fort office. Worth. He lives in Fort Worth.
Yeah. File for public office.
To run for public office.
He filed a campaign treasurer,
another
which is
generation,
what you have to do.
Another generation of Bushes.
We don't know what office yet, but yeah, he filed to run.
I don't think he knows
run.
What office yet.
No, I don't think he does either.
I mean, they were speculating something statewide, though, like ag commissioner or something like that.
Yeah, ag or, you know, yeah. I know, I agree. They belong in Florida. We have our... We have Daddy and Junior.
We've
we don't need Junior
out.
Junior.
We've tapped out on Bushes.
You know, and I have to say, of the Bush group, besides Daddy, who was, you know, I disagreed with, but he was reasonable and not a horrible politician, Jeb did a really good job in Florida with some things. He handled the hurricane emergency situations fairly well. You know, I mean, sure, he's right wing as they get, but I have to have respect for the Republicans that do it right, and he wasn't that horrible. Son, however, I think is a little crazy.
Yeah, talking about that, we were talking a little bit earlier about Fox News, if you watched it, they had no idea why they lost.
Right. Oh,
none.
They were stunned.
And they didn't know for days.
Well, as John...
There's still some of them out there that are going...
I think
you know,
the entire Republican Party is kind of like caught in the headlight right now. Like, why did we lose?
And why is... They need to take responsibility for it, because they believe the guys who were feeding them this propaganda. And
so,
they should never have any more credibility.
I'm glad Aaron said what she did, because there are good candidates out there.
Yes. I mean, Ellen B. Snow, we lost. She retired. She was a great Republican. She was reasonable. She was wanting to govern, wanting to actually govern with the ideas that she believed in. And that I have to have respect for. Whether or not I agree with it, which I obviously don't, I have to have respect for it. It's these people that come in with this, you know, frat party mentality that try and govern. It's, I mean, imagine a Congress full of Sarah Palins. Jesus, help us.
Well,
you know,
imagine two senators campaign based on the definition of rape.
Yes.
Really?
Well, there were
we
more than that, but yeah.
Well, two in the Senate. It was something like five or six in the House.
In the House, yeah.
They all lost.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
And there were 13 running for the House, I believe, from the Tea Party, who had made no exception, believed and touted this around,
right.
No exception for, in the case of rape. And the 10 of them lost. 10 of 13 lost.
Note to the Republican Party, quit talking about rape. Seriously. I mean...
It's not a winning issue.
Well, and if you're trying to win female votes and you're a white guy, don't tell me what I can and can't do with my body when it's
Wendy
been violated.
Wendy Davis in Fort Worth probably won based on she voted for legislation that spent money testing rape kits, basically.
The DNA.
What that does is it tests the DNA, so it helps identify who attacked you.
Right.
And rule out.
Right.
And her opponent was one of seven people out of 150 in the House of Representatives
Shelton.
Who voted against it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the John Stewart said, and I agree with, he said that the people on Fox seemed more stunned than the people on MSNBC seemed happy. You know, and I think both sides were really surprised. One, on MSNBC, that it got called so quickly and early, it was like...
it's over.
What?
Yeah, that was me. I was like, oh,
yeah,
my God, wow.
Yeah. And then on the Fox side, I mean, the clip that's making the rounds is Karl Rove challenging Megan, what's her name, about calling Ohio.
Has he lost all of his credibility?
Oh, absolutely.
Or will he be back in 4 years bigger and stronger than ever?
He spent over $300 million to come up with this ORCA, which is their predictive algorithm program, and so totally off. He said it was going to be 330 plus landslide for Romney, and of course that never even came close. So he's so wrong. I hope he loses credit.
Well, his super PACs, and I say PACs, two of them, have a 1% win rate. 1% for all the money that he spent. He has a 1% win rate. But anyway, him challenging this Fox anchor, and she actually looked at him and said something like, now, is this math correct, or is this math Republicans hold on to make themselves feel better? This is Fox News anchor saying this. I mean, seriously, Rove has lost all credibility. Dick Morris has lost all credibility.
Limbaugh was all over the map. He was kind of a joke.
Well, he has been for years. Avi Edelman, the
My former next door neighbor.
Was he really? Oh, jeez. Anyway, the casino owner that sunk all the money.
No, that's Avi Edelman. Was.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Avi Edelman. Who am I thinking of? What's
his name?
Adelson.
Adelson,
thank you.
I didn't live next door to a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, okay.
I lived next door to
I was going to say, wow, you've come up in the
world.
I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
I lived next door to Laura Miller's Thorn and her side.
Okay, yes. Adelson then. Adelson, who's the casino owner that gave so much money to Newt Gingrich and systematically was trying to tear down Mitt Romney during the primaries, turned around, started giving money to Romney, and then couldn't understand why they couldn't make any headway. Well, you had funded millions of dollars to say how he was a horrible candidate, and now you're funding millions of dollars to say what a great candidate he is. And they lost, and they were surprised by that. Hello? You know, so...
Here's a couple of other things. Statistically, first of all, the Mormon thing was a non-issue. 78% of evangelicals did support Romney. In 2008, only 74% of evangelicals supported McCain.
Right.
So there was actually an increase. So that was really a non-issue, which was a surprise that it was such a non-issue.
Romney was playing the Mormon religion as if it were the rightest of right Christian religions. You know, I mean, he was not.
Well, it sort of is.
Well, I know, but I mean, none of the Mormonism really came into it. That people were just talking about his Christianity.
Did not come up as an issue.
Right, yeah. But
speaking of, you know, in the outcome of this election, we have Christians now in Congress, and I'm talking about both chambers.
Mm-hmm.
We have those who are Jewish, we have a Muslim, and now we have, based on the elections in Hawaii, we have a Buddhist and a Hindu.
And possibly an atheist.
Yes.
If Kristen Sinema wins.
Kristen Sinema wins.
Yes. She would be the only one.
And that's diversity of America.
It is diversity.
Here's something else that was an issue, and I think Democrats never explained it right. The whole idea of being a job creator, because Romney worked or owned a company called Bain Capital. He was CEO of the company, major shareholder of it, one of the major owners of it. If you want a job creator and you want somebody who has run for president before, you know, a few of us were talking about it, and what is a real job creator? Ross Perot ran for president in 1992. Ross Perot started two companies. That's a job creator.
Right.
That's somebody who knew, and think what you want of Ross Perot. I really like the guy. Do you know him at all? Have you ever met him?
No.
Never met him, no.
I've known him since I moved to Dallas. When I had a retail store, he was a customer of ours. Nicest guy to deal with on a personal basis that way. And like his politics or not, that's aside. He's a nice, decent guy.
Well, Perot's the one that set it up for the Pauls, for Ron and Rand.
And
but that's somebody who knows how to create jobs.
Yeah.
Bain Capital is not a good example of creating jobs, and I'm not discounting what they do, because these were basically failed companies that they were taking over.
Stripping down,
dismantling,
liquidating.
And liquidating, which in most of those cases, I don't know if it's, you know, I haven't done this big study of Bain. In most of those cases, it probably
I loved him in that movie,
anyway.
Though.
Hmm?
I loved him in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Batman, for those of you that don't know. But yeah, I mean, Romney's problem was that problem multiplied. He would throw these ideas out there, you know, I have a 5-point plan, I have this, I have ideas.
First it was a 59-point plan.
Whatever point plan. But the sentence always ended with, I know what I'm doing, trust me. Mm-hmm. Always. He would never explain how or why or who it was going to affect or how it was going to affect them.
But that's why that type of person isn't a good person to govern, because
right.
they're used to holding things closer to the vest.
Right.
It's none of your business what I'm doing. I don't want to tell the competition. And he treated the election that way, too. I don't want to tell you what I'm going to cut, because that way you'll take that, say, yeah, that's a good idea, and you'll do it, just like Clinton did with welfare reform. Clinton said, oh, yeah, those are good ideas. Let's try some of them.
But you know what? I don't know if anybody on the listening watches Cupcake Wars, but we watched an episode a few weeks ago where a woman put up in the second round her cupcakes, and it was based on 50% taste and 50% presentation, and she had no decorations whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
Well, they critiqued one of her cupcakes and said it tasted bad, you know. So she goes away from this whole thing saying, the reason I lost was because of the recipe for my cupcake. And we're, no, you didn't put any decorations on. It's half the game,
right,
you know.
Right.
And I felt like that's what the Republicans were doing and still doing to some degree.
Still doing.
You know, they're saying, well, it was because Romney was a bad candidate. Well, it was because of A, B, C, D, E. And no, they're not really facing the idea that they're like old white people.
Yeah.
They're old white people with a political mentality based in the 50s. And
exactly.
In some cases in the 20s for their economic policy. It's not, I mean, he was running on economic policies that are what got us into the situation we were in anyway. And, you know, it took 8 to 12 years to get us into that situation. It's going to take more than 4 to get us out. You know, and I sound like I'm campaigning still, but the point is they were in denial about what they were saying, about who they were appealing to, and about who they wanted to vote for them. They didn't even know that.
And speaking of not knowing what we're doing, it is pledge drive. My segues aren't working today, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, good.
They're pretty bad.
Non sequitur.
They are. It is Pledge Drive. We do need you to give us a call. We've had several calls today. We want to thank everybody who has called. We're slowly getting there, but we're only still about halfway to our show goal. We need to get over that halfway point and all the way.
Well, I just gave a chunk.
You did, and I want to thank you.
Yes.
Give us a call. you did. Well, you know, that's one thing. Most
you
of the
come on the air, you write a check.
Most of the people who do work here, who are on the air here, do donate to the station.
We donate to the station as a guest or as a volunteer because we know how important the station is. We know what it means to this community, to our community, specifically with Lambda Weekly. We've been on the air for 29 years?
29
years.
30 in August.
There is no other place in the U.S. that has had a LGBT radio station or radio program on the air that long. We care about our community. KNON cares about our community. And if you don't support this station, there'll be a large chunk of our community that it will be missing. It is an integral part. So volunteers, people that get paid nothing, guests that get paid nothing to come on the air, give money freely because we know how important this is. As a listener, you should too. Please call and donate, 972-647-1893.
You know, one other thing is that when you're donating to this station, all of the money is going just to the basics of running a radio station. It's not toward a big fancy studio. It's towards a nice studio. It's a functional studio.
It's not going to big salaries.
Not going to big salaries at all. It's going to the tower lease. It's going to the office rent. It's going to tower electricity. We spend $1,600 a month just on the electricity in the tower just to beam out the signal.
Our decor is early 80s thrift shop.
Yeah. But insurance and streaming the shows online. We're spending $360 a month just to keep the show on the Internet.
Well, things you've come to rely on, things you've come to expect, like a streaming show, like a podcast, like us being on the air, all cost money. So we depend on you to do your part and call with a pledge, 972-647-1893.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM, Dallas and Fort Worth. Pledge now for the best radio station for music for 2 years in a row. Call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
Sparky's Pals presents the third annual Plano Pet Palooza, scheduled for Saturday, November 10th, 2012, at the Plano Animal Shelter, 4028 West Plano Parkway in Plano. Pet Palooza is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Plano Pet Palooza is an annual celebration of Plano families and their relationships with their pets. Held at the Plano Animal Shelter, it is a day for pet owners to meet other pet owners, visit pet-related businesses, and see pet demonstrations. It is also a chance for those who have not found their forever friend to meet him at the shelter.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
Did TV shows like Glee, Modern Family, and The New Normal have anything to do with the success of Tuesday's marriage equality in all four states where the question was put to a vote? I say yes. The Hollywood Reporter said that such TVs have increased support for marriage equality exponentially. They did a poll, and 27% of respondents said that watching these TV shows increased their support for a gay wedding. So I think visual it's another visual marker.
100%.
You can't, you know, visibility is powerful. We know that.
It started with Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, mm-hmm. Ellen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's interesting.
Soap.
11% of Mitt Romney supporters said they would stop watching Modern Family if the two guys got married on the show.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. If the two guys got married, Barack Obama supporters, it had zero impact.
Yeah.
No surprise there. But just for note.
You know, this is one of those things. It's a TV show, folks.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not Murphy Brown, though. I mean, come on.
Right.
You're right. That is something that.
Republicans buy it, go right into it. It's very real for them.
But if you remember, both Michelle Obama and Romney both said that Modern Family was on their list of favorite shows. And mentioning Modern Family, if you're a friend of Modern Family actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson on Facebook and you do not support marriage equality, Jesse wants you to unfriend him. We talked about this a little bit last week, having friends on Facebook who support anti-gay candidates or issues. He said that he's been really, really shocked about, in the past few days since the election, he's been really shocked about what he's read on the internet and the amount of vitriol he has received over the past few days on his stance on marriage equality could, quote, kill an adult horse. So those who feel this way, I gladly show you the door and wish you well on your journey. I mean, it has been bad.
The vitriol on all sides has been bad, but yeah, especially to people who, quote-unquote, won or lost with marriage equality. It's like, it's coming, people, get used to the idea.
Yeah.
We have a free phone line. I want to thank Austin for calling in. Very nice pledge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Austin. I love you.
And 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And the Sundance Channel just announced that the new show, they have a new show about a transgender male that's going to be added to their 2013-2014 season. The show is called T and explores a character who used to be a lesbian activist and is now a transgender man. The show is being produced by, this is kind of surprising, This American Life host Ira Glass.
What network is this going to be on?
It's going to be on the Sundance Channel.
Oh, okay, Sundance.
Yeah.
Well, it might work there.
It might work out, yeah. And last, the talk show host, Rachel Maddow, will indeed recoup her $25,000 from the bogus lawsuit against her earlier by Branley Dean. He's a member of an extremely anti-gay Christian rock group called Junkyard Prophet. Now, if you guys don't know the story, he also has a radio show, a little AM radio show, and he said that Muslims who are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America are right. Just shows you that they seem more moral than even the American Christians. Now, this is what he said. This was not taken out of context. This was a direct quote. He had him on the air saying it. So Rachel Maddow replayed that clip on her show. Well, he sued her for slander for $50 million.
Right.
A totally bogus lawsuit. Well, they threw it out this summer. He appealed it. They throw it out again and say, you have to pay for her legal costs, which is $25,000.
You can't play what I said.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you said that. Nobody took it out of context. That's what you said.
What he's not understanding is fair use. You know, at Dallas Voice, John, who's the editor, talked to John Corona and recorded the conversation. And he said to John Corona, who's a state senator whose district goes into Oaklawn, it's not all of Oaklawn, but...
The unique thing about John Corona is that his district is entirely within Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of them finger out.
And it's all North Dallas, but it's from Oaklawn North. Anyway, so he said, would you be willing to support a statewide ENDA, employment non-discrimination? And he said, yeah, that seems fair, because he said, we don't discriminate in our company. He owns a company, so we don't discriminate, and it seems fair that you don't discriminate. And John Corona is a Republican senator. And he said, would you support... I think it was birth certificates. There was some... I forgot what the second one was.
Birth certificates for same-sex couples.
For same-sex couples, children.
Names put on the birth certificate.
And they talked a little bit about the issue, and he said, again, that's good for the kids. I mean, this isn't a gay issue. This is as much as it is an issue of protecting children. Yes,
right.
It is. Okay, so then the right wing got a hold of it, and he kind of backed off a little bit, and he said he was taken out of context. So John posted the entire discussion, which is what we call context.
Right.
Yeah. Don't you love that? I mean.
Well, and I think that actually points out a larger problem, whereas politicians and candidates who would do the right thing because it is the right thing. I mean, no Republican should be against ENDA. It's about jobs. It's about money.
Yep. Working. Yep.
It's about working. It's about this economy, which is supposedly
it's
one of their...
It's about taking personal responsibility.
Which is supposedly one of their bedrock issues.
It is.
And what's happening is true Republican conservatives that believe in things like that are getting attacked by the right-wing, you know, religious wing nuts, and then they have to back off their statements, and then nothing happens. Either nothing happens or they retract their statement, and nothing gets done towards our equality. Now, what Obama getting reelected means is I think we're fairly certain we can see an ENDA introduced again, if not passed again, and DOMA repealed. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking those are our two goals for this term.
Well, DOMA hopefully will be thrown out by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it's unconstitutional, but he's the one not defending it anymore, and he's the one, you know, pushing that agenda.
And do you think we'll get new laws on rape? What was that quote that you had?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not familiar with Karen Hughes, she's a longtime Texan, lifelong Texan, and she was a senior advisor to George W. Bush and was instrumental in getting him elected and serving through his 8 years. But she wrote an article yesterday in Politico about what Republicans need to do, basically, to shore themselves up so they can win. And she said, quote, "If another Republican man says anything about rape, other than it is a horrific, violent crime, I want to personally cut out his tongue. The college-age daughters of many of my friends voted for Obama because they were completely turned off by Neanderthal comments like the suggestion of legitimate rape." So,
good,
I mean,
for her.
She's a totally in it getter here. You know, she gets what they, how this totally went off the rails.
Well, and you were saying earlier, David, you know, somebody asked, did the rape candidate win? And the Republican Party, the answer had to be, which one?
Yeah.
I mean, shut your mouth.
The rape caucus was soundly defeated.
Shut the front door.
Right after it died down about the legitimate rape comment, then it was
another one popped up. It was Murdoch
was talking about, well, you know, as bad as rape is, it's God who's doing this.
It's God's will.
So God intended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, maybe God gave people free will, and in that free will, God said there are good things, bad things. That's a bad thing.
Well,
don't do it.
On our side, something that was kind of a win, it was really under the radar with everything else going on, but one of the Iowa Supreme Court justices that voted for marriage equality, mm-hmm. almost all of them had been defeated in 2010, but one of them that was running for re-election got
this time
won re-election.
He was spared.
So,
in spite of the massive campaign to unseat him.
Right. So to me, that's a real indicator that the tides are changing. That maybe even the Republican Party will start to embrace marriage equality because it's about stability and, as you say, Laurent, you know, personal responsibility. And
I mean, that's what I don't understand because marriage, what's more conservative than marriage?
Well, and what was also really telling to me was they interviewed a young Republican, under 20 Republican, or maybe 20, college age, and they were like, you know, what do you think about Obama? What do you think about this? What do you think about Obamacare and all this? Oh, I hate it. I'm against it. It's horrible. It's socialism. It's this. It's that. Well, what do you think about gay marriage? Oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, they had no problem with the gay, with the
well,
marriage,
you know,
equality.
We've been talking about everything that the Republicans did wrong and what Romney did wrong and why they lost. But I think a little credit needs to be given to Obama and the Democratic Party and what they did right. And one of the things that I love, is just if you watch both conventions, no pun intended, but it really was like night and day. You know, they just mostly white people.
Right. It was all white people.
It was all white people. Yeah. And I think Condoleezza Rice was the only black person I saw there at the Republican convention. And then you saw the Democrat, and it was just literally a melting pot.
Well,
and that was just beautiful to see. Mm-hmm. And they really got the vote out with the minorities, even higher than last time.
But you know what the Obama campaign did that was so significant is they, since 2008, they have been diligently enrolling and registering
voters, yeah,
voters of people of color.
Yes, yes.
They enrolled, I keep saying enrolled, but registered almost a million new voters, mm-hmm, who had never voted before.
Yeah.
Well, so they were like making sure they had their own electorate.
They never stopped working
all the way through.
Yeah.
And you look at Ohio, where the president had something like, you know, 1,300 offices across the state, and Romney only had like 300 or 400.
Well, and the Latino vote used to be almost 50-50. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could not count on it as a Democratic vote.
No.
And this time it was like 20, you know, 20-80, because, you know, how that self-deportation thing work out for you, Republicans?
Yeah. You know,
I mean, seriously, you know, you can't say you want their vote and that you think that you have their same values and then say, but you don't belong here. That is not going to work in this country. So, yeah, the Obama campaign worked the United States, worked the constituency of the United States. The Republicans worked white men.
Yeah. And I think that this election showed there's more issues out there that are important to people than just the economy.
Mm-hmm. You know, it is pledge drive. Phone is not ringing right now, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. One of the things they asked us to push this time is the bank draft. And one of the reasons that the station loves the bank draft is it's steady income coming in. You can pledge $10, you can pledge $25. If you pledge $30 a month, though, that's $1 a day. And that's a whole lot less than most people are paying for their cable service, that you're paying for a whole lot of other things.
Oh, definitely.
For
your morning coffee, exactly. If you call us now, tell us you want to start a bank draft, what we'll do is we'll just take your name, your phone number, and address, and somebody from the station will get back to you and set up that bank draft with you.
And what's great about that is that you don't really miss it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can budget around it, whether it's $10 or $50 a month, you know, you can budget around it, but that's already income coming into the station that they can count on for all those monthly expenses, mm-hmm, so that we can pay our rent, we can pay for our tower and its electricity, we can pay for our phone lines and all the things that go on. So that's stuff that you can, you know, KNON would be, you know, standing on your shoulders every month, you know, to keep everybody on the air. So that's a great way to support the station.
One of the pledge premiums, do we still have the Chinese festival left, or did you give? We have one more left. Okay, so we have tickets to the Chinese Lantern Festival, two tickets for a $50 pledge. The Chinese Lantern Festival debuted at the State Fair of Texas, and if you didn't see it, it's just wonderful. There's a dragon made from 15,000 porcelain dishes, the Temple of Heaven, Statue of Liberty, animated creatures, a huge blossoming lotus. The festival lights up with 22 dazzling lantern sets. This thing has not been getting much publicity, really, all over.
But everyone who's gone has just raved
about it. Yeah,
it is wonderful.
I mean, it's as pretty as the Chihuly exhibit is, which has gotten a lot of publicity. So if you're into the visual aspect of art, go see the Chinese Lantern Festival.
It's running through January 6th for a $50 pledge, which basically will be the cost of your tickets to this thing. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We have just a couple of minutes. Any other advice for the Republicans?
No, but I just wanted to pull out one thing. This coming week on Thursday night on the show Parks and Rec, mm-hmm, on television, Joe Biden's going to make a cameo.
Oh.
Vice President Joe Biden will be himself on that.
Well, I mean, if Obama can dance with Ellen, he can go on Parks and Recreation.
Right, right.
He apparently
sounds like first
did,
word.
Did it improv. He improv'd it.
Yes.
And there was a script. But they liked his improv better, and that's what they're using.
Oh, cool.
Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Smiling Joe.
Yeah. And the reason that they did Joe Biden is that's been the running joke all along, that Amy Poehler's one-sex person is Joe Biden. Yeah. So, because she loves, you know, that's her political model.
Ew. Okay.
We've been just talking today about what went wrong for the Republicans during the during this election. Here's a couple of things that went right.
What went right?
Well, here's a couple of things that went right for the gay and lesbian community. First of all, Texas has its first lesbian legislator in a decade.
No.
Since Glenn Maxey.
Not lesbian.
Oh, well, Glenn's
she's
not,
pansexual.
She's pansexual.
And he's pansexual.
Glenn's not a lesbian. Let's make that clear.
No, Glenn is not a lesbian.
I thought
he'd
he was.
Like to be. I think he'd like
no.
to be.
I talked to Mary when she was here. She's going to come on our show one of these days.
Yeah, oh, she's cool. Wonderful. She's really wonderful.
Yeah, I like
and
Mary.
And young, and I hope she has a long career.
Now, Oklahoma, remember last spring, Al...
Caffrey.
Marvel Wickley Guest.
Yeah, became state senator.
Right.
The person who replaced him is a lesbian. So
yes.
If you live in this one district in red Oklahoma, one of only three states where not a single county went for the Democrats,
right.
You would have a gay state senator and a lesbian representative. Go figure.
We saw Al McCaffrey in Charlotte.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
It's great to see him again. Yeah.
And that takes us to the end of the show. There is still time to give us a call, 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. Actually, all five of us will be standing by in just a minute. So give us a call. We can all take a phone call, 972-647-1893. One set of tickets to the Chinese Lantern Festival is still available for just a $50 pledge. That's really
a good deal.
That's a great deal. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly next week.